Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Steve O'Connell. What's the name of your organization, Steve?
The organization is the Sherman Park Reckless Driving Committee, and I'm also a member of the Coalition for Safe Driving MKE, so I wear a couple hats.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Dave from Mequon's giving us a call. Earl?
Hey, Dave, what's going on? What do you say?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Steve. I agree with the sentiment that, you know, obviously people need to be more engaged with this, and obviously this situation has gotten exponentially worse, especially the last 3 years. I would like to point out, though, one of the things, and I agree with you, Earl, obviously you can't have a policeman on every corner to try to handle this. But it's sort of like Wisconsin, what you're seeing here is the same thing with the way we're dealing with drunk driving. So drunk driving has been tolerated in Wisconsin for quite a long time, and there's a lot of repercussions with that, where you have some people that have been, you know, 10, 12, 13 DUIs. And the same thing is now happening with the reckless driving, where, unfortunately, we have to treat this a little bit more seriously. And the judges that, you know, what the police are catching them, these are, a good chunk of them are, many of them, are repeat offenders. And there has to be some sort of consequence with that, because obviously, as you know, Earl, and you said this yourself, that it's 2,500, 3,000 pounds of metal, you know, going around, you know, like a loose cannon. That's going to eventually, you know, kill somebody. And I would like to point out, and I'm not sure if Steve is aware of this, so in Mequon here, they just recently installed something called Flock Safety Automated License Plate Reader cameras. And it's so what the idea behind it is, these cameras actually are reading license plates, and they just had it, like I said, just a week ago. They found 7 stolen vehicles, and they made an arrest on 4 of them already because they were essentially, A, they were stolen, and 2, they were, doing some crazy stuff with the cars themselves. So that might be something, that technology that could be used to apprehend people a little bit quicker, where they're not becoming a menace on the roads. But the bigger point is that there has to be stronger repercussions with this, because otherwise it's going to end just like with the whole DUI situation, where catch and release, catch and release, catch and release, and then eventually killing somebody. So that's what I wanted to ask.
All right, thank you for the call. Go ahead, Steve.
Dave, that's a very important issue. We're trying that on Billard, and so MPD has installed a number of those cameras on Billard to see in that area. The Billard bid is interested in getting those cars out of their neighborhood, and so they are aggressively trying to take cars off the streets up in that area. But anyway, Earl, going back to how are we going to manage this? And you have Ed Falone coming on next, and he's going to be probably talking about the towing SOP, the standard operating procedure for towing cars. And this goes back to what Dave is saying. What the MPD is going to try to do, and what the community is getting behind, is to begin to look at cars that are driving recklessly that are not registered. These are cars without plates, and these are cars that are not duly registered. And if they're speeding 25 miles over, driving recklessly, drag racing, all those types of things are going to lead to those cars being pulled over. If they're not duly registered, those cars are going to the tow lot until those people, individuals, take care of that problem.
So we've got two, there's actually three different issues.
Yes.
Stolen cars, which are being stolen by younger people. Yeah. And that number is
I think we lost Earl for a minute there. While I get him up, we can just keep talking about some of the initiatives around the city that you've been aware of that they're kind of taking place in order to combat those things, like Earl was referencing.
And I think one of the other things that Earl was referencing is that all of a sudden at our first meeting in January, the individuals at the DOT brought the numbers to us for last year, and they added an age bracket that has not been part of the discussion until now, 14 to 17 year olds. And one of the tragedies of this whole thing, and Earl, you're probably much more aware of it than I am because you're talking to the young people, 8 young people have been killed on the streets of Milwaukee in stolen cars this last year. That's a tragedy that nobody is even addressing, to have 8 young people killed in stolen cars. That's shocking, and nobody's speaking up to this. The other thing that Earl brought up, we've had a mayor that did not bring this to the table. Our coalition met with him. We have talked to him. We have talked to the public safety committee, and it just seems to kind of go away. And nobody is taking this seriously. And now we're in a situation where the amount of deaths on our city streets is just phenomenal. Last year, the year before, we had 78 deaths. Last year, 64 deaths. And so it's been shocking to all of us who have been involved and why this isn't being addressed. To his credit, Cavalier Johnson is the first person who's met with us and talked to us at length. And he is very involved in this discussion. In fact, the beauty of this whole thing is he is going to have a safety coordinator in his office. And we have been meeting with both of them for the last 3 months to talk about the direction we want to go in. And so the discussion is happening, and there's more and more individuals concerned about this. So we're at that point where people now are involved, people are engaged. It's time to get the ball going in the right direction.
Yeah, that's great points. And I think that, I've been seeing articles that I've been covering for headlines here, and it's just crazy how quickly these things can happen. It's a matter of seconds.
So, Welcome back, Earl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but I will say this. Again, I've heard the pushback from people who don't want their vehicles to be, taken, but because they say, well, I allowed somebody to use my car and I didn't know that they were. Well, to me, as a person who owns vehicles, I'm aware of who I loan my car to. And I'm not just giving my car to anybody. And so that can't be an excuse for why, go ahead.
Yeah, that's very important, Earl. You lived through the cruising with us. Remember that?
Yes.
You remember the crisis we had at that time? And we finally, in order to stop this, we went to impounding cars. Families yelling and screaming and jumping up and down. And we stood there and said, excuse me, you gave the car to that person. You're responsible. And you pay for it.
All right, Steve, hang on. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. It's a great conversation, by the way. Steve O'Connell is on the line with me. You can join us, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.